Fellow colleagues, parents, and teacher, good morning all. This morning, I am so happy to be alive and well before you all can see that I am here presenting my lesson, and I hope you will gain and learn something from here. Let me ask you something. Have you ever been lost? I have. Last year, I went to Aishalton. I traveled from St. Ignatius to Aishalton. My parents led the way. All was safe and sound until we returned. There were two roads, one which came right to Latham, and the other was the one which goes through San Jose, and the road was very rough, and I made the mistake and went the wrong way. Do you know that there is a way which leads to heaven? Jesus tells us about the road that leads to our heavenly home. This home is for us and will be given at the second coming of Christ. We can get on that road to our heavenly home by faith. We may ask, is there a way? Yes, there is, through Jesus Christ. Let us turn to the book of John, chapter 14, verses 1 to 6. In John 14, 1 to 6, it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and life. No one comes to the Father but through me." Like Thomas, you may not currently know the way, but you can through Christ. Why do we believe there is a way? Because Jesus was the one who promised it. He promised it to his disciples, and that is why we believe that there is a way. And we can see in verses 2 to 3 that he went before us. He has prepared the way. And would you like to know where does the way lead? In verses 6, it says, "To the Father, to my own Father's house." That's what Jesus said. The way which he is going, it leads to his Father's house. So if we, as Christians, we want to go to heaven, we have to first know where Jesus went, and then we can follow after him. Would you like to know how to get on that way? First, you have to believe in God. Believing in God, some people we know that they do not believe in God, and it is impossible to get on that way because there is no belief. But in order to get there, we have to believe. And we have to believe in Christ also. Some believe that there is a God, but Jesus is not the way. Some believe that Jesus was just an earthly human, just came here to serve like any other, and he cannot provide anything for us. But we can believe that Jesus is the only way. When can we get on that way? We can get on that way at his second coming. Jesus promised that he is going to come and he is going to take us there, that we want to be with Christ. We want to be where he is. We want to live happily. We want to live that happy life where there is no sickness, no pain, no sorrows, no parting. And that is the only, that is the time when we can get on that way. Why do we want to follow this way? You may be asking this question. Why do you want to follow this way? This doesn't mean anything to me. Why should I follow this way? It's because that Jesus is there. Jesus is the one who has promised us this heavenly home. He has promised that to return for us, and we would like to be there with him. Don't you want to be there with him? I'm sure you do. You do want to be there with Christ himself. And it is prepared for us because he promised. He promised that it is for us. It is for no one else. Jesus doesn't want us to perish but have eternal life. He wants us to be with him, and he has prepared a home, and he has promised a home for us. So there is a way that leads to our spiritual home that is prepared by Christ. It is not a wrong way, but it is the right way. I may take the wrong road to come back to let him, but you can never get the wrong way to go to heaven, but only through Jesus Christ. And by believing in God, by having faith, putting our trust in him, we will get there. And you may be asking, how can I get to heaven? First, you need to find a way, search the word to discover what Christ taught about discipleship. If you're not a Christian, make a decision today to begin a Bible study this week. You have to know your way. Learn about what it means to follow Christ. Make a commitment today to read a New Testament in a month or a Bible in the year. You need to memorize 10 verses per month. We can do this. You can. Sometimes we find it hard to pick up our Bibles and to learn. Sometimes we want to sleep. Sometimes we are not willing. Our minds are not open. But we have to have the will. We have to. If we cannot do it on our own, we ask help. Sometimes we go to our preacher, or we go to a brother, a faithful brother, a faithful sister, ask help, ask them to help us. And sometimes you can get with your brother, your sister, and learn memory verses. You can apply, you can get flashcards and write out the verses, and then as you see it, you tell the other person how to see if you are correct. So that is one of the way in which we can try to get on the way to our heavenly home. We need to get on the way by obeying, not just by hearing sermons after sermons every Sunday, but we need to obey what the Bible says. As Christians, we're supposed to talk to all other Christians about God. We should try to arrange a Bible study. Every person we talk to, our speech must be about God. It must include God. So, whoever we talk to, we must talk about God and see if the person is not a Christian, we can arrange a Bible study. And if we cannot do the Bible study ourselves, we invite somebody to come along with us who knows the Bible better, and we can help to get the person to get on that way. We all want to get on that way. And as you go throughout the week, you look for opportunities, how to serve others. You look for people who need help, people who are in sorrow, people who have been just married, for example. You can encourage them, or weak Christians, or new babes in Christ, and you can do your part by encouraging them. So, as Christians, brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to get on that way. Each and every one of us needs to get on that way. We want to get on that way, and we need to apply these things into our lives by following Jesus Christ, which is the only way. Thank you very much.